This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about is the Honorable Ruth Gader Ginsburg. Really? Honorable. Well, we're going to delve into this, friends, in a couple of minutes here to show you that she is everything but honorable. So when we hear about the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, think again. And really what it comes down to scripturally, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, Luke 16:15. Oh, how the world loves its own. And you want to talk about making man, reprobate man, the standard, friends? Listen to all these corrupt politicians today and corruption in the church, first and foremost, praising this wicked woman. And we're going to judge her by her fruits, Matthew 7:16, in just a couple of moments. And we're going to take it to the Constitution, because what we need to understand here, friends, is that equity is found under the law, not above the law. And that's exactly what we see happening throughout government today, friends. They want you to forget all about the Christ as the standard, and they want you to look at the devil and look at him as one that needs to be emulated, when nothing could be further from the truth. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here. Now, friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you the fruit in our basket, what it is that we are doing. We just got back from Michigan. While we were in Michigan, we did Crossfire Church. We did the Second Amendment rally march at the Capitol. Had 1,200 people show up there, which was fantastic. And thank you to all of you people in Michigan, you militiaganites, that took the time to come up and say hello to me. It's amazing how many people listen to the sonsoflibertyradio.com out in Michigan. Thank you for that. We thank you for your trust. Then we did another church, The Ridge, in Michigan, and then I drove 500 miles back home yesterday, only to get prepared to do it again next month. We're going out to meet with the White House correspondent, Lord willing. We're going to be doing television there with Alan Keyes, Lord willing, and we're going to be going out into deep Tennessee to have a church service, and then on the way back, hopefully, and on the way there, we're going to be doing some more stuff in Michigan. I'll be out in Michigan, as a matter of fact, on October 10th for another Second Amendment rally march, and I'm looking forward to that one, in fact. So if you'd like to book us at any time, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, it shows you who we are. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles there, friends, combating the lies in the mainstream media. You know, the media that nobody believes, but they continuously parrot their comments. You know what I'm talking about, hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 3, check it out. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Yeah, interesting how that doesn't work. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles. If you go to the right side of that page, even now, friends, you will find a click. It says Restream. Go ahead and join us on sonsoflibertymedia.com on YouTube. You can go onto that front page. Join us on Top Chat. We have a 7-day ban, friends. We have been banned by YouTube for not pretending with their subversiveness to the American government. So they put us on a ban for 7 days for showing the American people what in fact is happening all over the globe. The massive amounts of the people on a global scale are beginning to stand up and pull down the lies of the mainstream media on a global scale concerning COVID-19 and this perpetuated fraud. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in France. It's happening in the UK. By the way, it's happening in Israel. In Israel, friends, just for the record, and it's happening in America. Why? Because they've lost the narrative. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. Also, go to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there, beforeitsnews.com, and go ahead and click us on and join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me get to this, friends. We follow the Christ here, by the way. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, and there is no dispute. None whatsoever. It's the rock of ages, no question about it. And we hold to the word of the Lord, which endureth forever. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are, by the power of the Holy One of Israel, that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27. Last week, we were talking about the federal judge in Pennsylvania who just struck down the unconstitutionality of what governors in that particular state have implemented, which are completely unconstitutional. We've seen the same thing taking place in North Carolina. We're beginning to understand that there is no special exception when it comes to this pandemic that overrides the U.S. Constitution. No, the U.S. Constitution, if you look at the Supremacy Clause in Article 6, Section 2, you will find that the Constitution, the law, is the final say, not what corrupt politicians have to say, regardless of what capacity that they reside in even today. Folks, we're beginning to see this all over the country, where the governors are standing up. And where they stand up in their unconstitutionality, they're getting struck down because they don't have the right to tear down the U.S. Constitution in an attempt to create or recreate a constitution that looks like a new world order. People have got this figured out, bad guys, just for the record. People have got it figured out. People's ears are wide open for the most part. And it's interesting because I just seen a piece today where South Dakota governor, I had a friend out in Michigan who ran for the governorship out there, the gubernatorial candidate, Pat Kolbeck, who had told me he spent some time with Christine Noem. And he said she was the real deal. I said, well, time will tell. They always seem to come out of the gate as being the real deal until they get into office. And once they get into office, all of a sudden we begin to look at something contrary to what was promised on so many different fronts. Is that not true? Yes, it is. But South Dakota governor, who's doing the right thing, and judging her by her fruit, she has been doing the right thing. So kudos to her. We will stand with her as long as she does the right thing. It's her job to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down, right? But when Governor Kristi Noem was asked about the COVID-19 lockdown, she said, I don't have authority to do that. I'm going to come right back to this, friends, in just a moment. I don't have the authority to do that. Well, then let me ask you something. Outside of the 9 states that haven't done that because they don't have the authority to do that, how is it that the other states found within themselves to go ahead and do it? Because the other states within themselves thought, well, if I can get them asking the wrong questions, I don't have to worry about giving them the right answers. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, I'm going to play some audio as well from the President of the United States of America praising this devil, and that's exactly what she was. We're told that the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now no longer with us. She's the late Honorable Supreme Court Justice. You are sadly mistaken, friends. Think again. Nothing but honorable is this devil. She was wicked to the core. She has blood on her hands. She was busy attempting to create a government that is at war with God on so many fronts. I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. By the way, which is in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on common law, just again for the record. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment, but I want to hit this really quick because I'm talking about South Dakota governor who did not impose COVID-19 lockdowns. I want you to listen to what she had to say. She said, I don't have the authority to do that. So let me ask you something. If she doesn't have the authority to do that, how is it that there is 41 other states that somehow mysteriously have the power and authority to do that? Again, for those that are listening to me in 41 other states that have had governors that have implemented that which is unconstitutional concerning their mysterious edicts, the burden of proof is laid upon them to prove their delegated authority, which they cannot do. See, they're premising all this in hopes that the American people don't know the difference, and that's exactly how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. But again, friends, as I've said before, they've lost the narrative. That's why they're trying and attempting to implement through forced measures, forced compliance, to basically make it illegal for you to do so, like this clown, this criminal in Indiana who needs to be impeached and indicted and thrown into jail for a long time. Okay? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you? What is the fulfilling of the law? Love? Fact of the matter is, friends, what he's doing is hate, and it's the very definition of hate. And as I've told you so many times, either you deal with corrupt politicians or else you are going to lose your rights. Either you deal with corrupt politicians or you're going to lose your rights, period. Listen to Governor Kristi Noem. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has declined to lock down her state amid the coronavirus pandemic. Even as government leaders, we don't have leaders in this country. We have a representative government, and it is a limited government, for the record. Around the nation issued restrictions that significantly throttled the U.S. economy. She said that she listened both to health officials and to individuals who informed her about the bounds of her gubernatorial authorities. I know that when you have a leader overstep their authority in a time of crisis, hello, that's really when you lose this country. I didn't want to be guilty of doing that, she said. The Republican governor explained during an interview on the Pod's Honest Truth podcast, so I never issued a shelter in place. I never closed a business. I didn't even define it an essential business because I don't have the authority to do that. So why are there so many people in 41 different states pretending with their tyrants, their dictator wannabes, their authoritarian governments? Folks, they are encouraging their authoritarian governments to do more to them, and you can rest assured it's exactly what they're going to do, because what they want to do behind this, friends, the pill and the jam, is to jam a needle into your arm and push in deadly vaccinations. And if you think I'm kidding, just ask Billy Gates, who wants to depopulate the world. And he said if they do a good job, they can do just that. That's his definition of good. That's a fact. That is a fact. That's a direct quote from that devil. Noem remarked that she spoke with governors on conference calls all over this country about that, and they had some of the same information that I had, yet made completely different decisions. Yeah, because what it comes down to is who are those governors working for? There's no proof, folks, to this pandemic. There's none. There's no science to prove the things that they have done. How many times have their narrative been debunked? How many times is their narrative, folks, how many times has it changed, right? You know, the reason they can't explain it is because they themselves can't explain it. But in this particular case, they want to breed confusion because they can further divide the American people one against another when it comes time to sending the military out, said the President of the United States of America, to mandate vaccinations, which is not going to happen in Jesus' name. They've lost the narrative, America. Listen to what the law says. Listen to what good government is doing right now. She said that she believes fear played a key role during the beginning of this pandemic. Though more recently, politics have been involved, of course, making big money for the pharmaceuticals. During conference calls earlier during the coronavirus crisis, she said, governors who are now lambasting President Trump had praised him for his assistance. By the way, Trump is going along with this. He's the one that gave them the stage to push forth their agenda. He's also the one playing along by putting a mask on. And just for the record, same thing with the guy that many people believe is the good guy, Rand Paul. No, he's playing right along with this agenda as well, friends. For every one of them, isn't it interesting? I want to stop right there. Isn't it interesting that we have heard from nothing? We have heard nothing from those that are the good guys in government denouncing coronavirus for what it is. And I'm talking about federal government. I'm talking about the Ted Cruz's. I'm talking about the Rand Paul's. I'm talking about the Trey Gowdy's. I'm talking those that have been sold to us as the good guys. Why is it that they have masks on? They know all the well that this is nothing but a perpetuated fraud. It shows you whose team they're on, friends, and it's not the American people's. I can tell you that is a fact. That is a fact. So the best that you have in this government, friends, are leading the way to special interests. They are leading the way to the likes of a George Soros and a Bill Gates. It's exactly what they're doing, friends. That's how good your government is not. Is not. She said Trump had praised him for his assistance, Noem explained, and during those calls she found that fear was driving people's actions. She said, what I'm saying, though, is that what I've heard on those conference calls was nothing but fear, she said. I was shocked and amazed by how fear controlled people and how emotionally that they were. Do you remember Congress Jim McDermott after September 11th? He said you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. It depends upon what kind of fear that is. There's a fear, a diabolical fear, which is a snare unto man. And then there's a fear of God, which men depart from iniquity. And in the fear of God, there's strong confidence, Proverbs 28. And not only that, but the righteous are made bold as lions in the same context of Scripture. In other words, they're forward to danger. Those are the ones born of the Spirit of God that fear God, that are digging in, exposing them, that are pushing forth a counterfeit fear of God, which is diabolical. It gets you to succumb to their next answer, friends. Just like the president said the other day, hey, by April, we're going to have hundreds of millions of vaccinations. The question that I have for you is, who's asking for a vaccination? Well, they're not asking, friends. That's what makes it forced compliance. And this is what they're doing. This is exactly what they're doing. She went on, Christy Noem did. I was shocked and amazed how fear controlled people and how emotional they were. And to me, it indicated that in this country, we've lost faith, she's exactly right, and the steadfast promise of God's faithfulness in our life every day has real consequences. She's exactly right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you don't have that in your life, then your emotions and fear can control you and make you not, she said, have the discernment and the wisdom that you need in a time of crisis. She goes on, the South Dakota governor also said that no evidence supports the notion that severe restrictions help to protect the public health. She said, I know that they all have the ability to say that they're making decisions to protect public health. These are the same people that have sanctioned and advocated the murder of the innocent, for the record. But there is no science, which is the study of creation, that proves that they are doing works. Noem said there's no expert that says the extreme measures that these states are taking and that the data behind it, that is appropriate. She said it's not. So they are extremely restrictive actions to impact the people. She said, I'm concerned about what does long term and especially the effect of the election. She ends with this. She said that Americans must defend their religious liberty, which has been under attack amid the pandemic. Of course it has, because those are the responsible party to actually stand against the tyrannies that are perpetuating the crimes against them. She said they are attacking our religious freedoms. That's what this is about. It's not about attacking a virus. It's about attacking the people. And it's exactly what they've done, America, over the last 5 and 6 months. And so we need, says Christy Noem, to use every tool that we have to make sure that we have the ability to practice our faith and to gather as we see fit, the governor said. And we have directly seen in many of these states where they have allowed other gatherings yet restricted those who want to go to church and worship together. As for me and my house friends, we will serve the Lord. In doing that, it's to stand against the tyrants of the day. And it's exactly what many are beginning to do in this country, because they understand after 5 and 6 months, it's not, friends, a virus that they're attacking. They've all come to the realization and the conclusion that it's their rights that are being restricted by this government that is using this pandemic as smoke and mirror and distractions in doing so. So join me, friends. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, because, friends, rest assured they are. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats cannot win their argument on the merits. They cannot win on precedent, so they must search and destroy.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany during her briefing on Tuesday. McEnany continues.
Don Lemon said the quiet part out loud last night. He said this: "We're going to have to blow up the entire system if the president does his job as outlined in the Constitution."
Hearings continuing in Washington, D.C., one of them taking a look at the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying the Fed is continuing efforts to alleviate the economic fallout.
"We remain committed to using our tools to do what we can for as long as it takes to ensure that the recovery will be as strong as possible and to limit lasting damage to the economy."
USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Beta has been downgraded to a tropical depression after making landfall last night along the Texas coast. Heavy rain continues today with some flooding in the Houston area.
"We're kind of getting to that point now where the creeks and the bayous are getting to their breaking point. We just cannot continue to dump rain on top of these watersheds."
Harris County, Texas Flood Control District meteorologist Jeff Linder. The NFL is handing out some hefty fines, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The National Football League is fining three of its head coaches for not wearing masks on the sidelines last Sunday. ESPN reports the Broncos' Vic Fangio, Seahawks' Pete Carroll, and the 49ers' Kyle Shanahan have all been docked $100,000, and each of their teams has been fined $250,000.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Okay, so let's rock this show, friends. What do we have? The Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Friends, think again. Think again. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, "I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. This is what she said. In contrast, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, "The greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution." And it's exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg has done throughout her criminal tenure. Supreme Court justice, more like a Supreme Court injustice on so many levels, friends. And I'm going to expose just a couple of them in just a couple moments. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to jump on to YouTube, you can do that even now. Click on and go to the right side of the page and join us on Top Chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click on to YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, we got two more segments left. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So here we go. Again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, she told the people that were drafting a constitution in Egypt not to look to the U.S. Constitution. Okay? And then the president, the third president of the United States of America, again said, Thomas Jefferson, "The greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution." Well, what about the people that ignore the Constitution, that are ignorant of the Constitution and their founding documents? Well, they just don't know the difference. But it's interesting how those people love to pipe up, and they think that they're right, because their favorite politician said it. Well, they're as much of as the problem as those that are attacking it. As a matter of fact, they're adding strength to tyranny, and that to their own demise through their ignorance. Read Hosea 4:6. Friends, it's interesting, by the way, when I was doing some research today, it's interesting how the modern-day fact-checkers are hoping that the people in this country will overlook the facts and embrace the revisions. Read Isaiah 5:20. especially when it comes to what they attempt to prop up as honorable. The Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Go online right now, friends. Google it, Bing it, whatever the case, Yahoo it. You're going to see nothing but the world praising these people, and you're going to see nothing but church leadership, friends, American version of it, a lack of Christianity. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. And then you look at the politicians, the corrupt politicians. Why would they praise a woman like this? Let's do this. Let's look up the word honorable. Webster's 1828. It defines out as possessing a high mind. Okay. Remember, Jesus Christ is the standard, not fallen man, actuated by principles of honor. Okay. It's a judge's job. It's a judge's job to play the referee in discovering what the law says and applying what the law says. If they act outside of good behavior, as it tells us in Article 3, Section 1, we're to impeach them. This applies to every individual concerning the capacity of government, regardless if it's the president, regardless if it's the judges. Folks, they're all removable, Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, for the record. So, honorable defines out as possessing a high mind actuated by principles of honor or scrupulous regard to probity, rectitude to truth, or reputation. Okay? We're called the light of the world for a reason, friends, because our rectitude is conformed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning his moral law. Now, when it comes to the definition of honorable in Ruth Bader Ginsburg, nothing, again, could be further from the truth. Look up Luke 16:15. It says, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Is it? Oh, my goodness. You tell me. Listen to this. So let's do this. Let's take a look at the voting record of the late Supreme Court in Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Okay? Now, I could just hear someone, here's an answer back by the Holy Ghost. Who are you to judge? I'm not judging. I'm just making reference to the law that they failed to make reference to. Okay? I'm giving you the judge's word. And remember what I just said a couple minutes ago. Christ is the standard, fallen man is not. That's the reason we need to repent. Okay? So when we look to her record, the first thing that comes up is you'll find a famous quote of her telling the people of Egypt who were preparing to write a new constitution. She said, I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. Yet they're praising her? Yet they define her as being an honorable judge? Well, this is what she's lived out during her tenure. She agrees with exactly what she said, because that's the fruit that she has borne. Contrary to the U.S. Constitution, contrary to her sworn oath, when she put her hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man to uphold the laws found within against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Hey, folks, she's not going to fall on her own sword. You have to do that, just for the record. So the modern day fact checker stated that it's not what she said. In fact, that is exactly what she said. And to deny this is a blatant lie on the behalf of those who are trying to prove otherwise. Read Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Also read Revelations 21, starting in verse 5. So, folks, this is how they deceive or attempt to deceive people into believing that she was somehow honorable. They get their fact checkers out there to call into question the truth and credibility of those that are telling you the truth. Well, folks, let me ask you something. When's the last time these fact checkers have told you the truth? They're CIA operations, friends, that dictate the six corporations, that dictate the teleprompters that the useful idiots from coast to coast read 6 days a week, 7 days a week. In this country. Folks, this is insanity. The fact checkers, folks, many of them used to work for CNN. You've heard of Snopes, haven't you? It's a different show. But the fact of the matter is that's a CIA operation. Just put fact checking out there and question the people that are telling the truth to other people to basically discredit them in the sight of those people that took them as a credible outlet in the first place. That's what their objective is. So let's get into this. She goes on to support the murder of, during her tenure, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, over 30 million babies. Did you hear what I said? But somehow or another, professors in the church and corrupt politicians are calling her honorable judge. Hey, folks. During her tenure, she was in the support of over Well, the murder of over 30 million babies in the womb during her criminal tenure. If you read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Then read Proverbs 6:17 and 1 John 3:4. Makes perfect sense. This is what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said of abortion. She said, frankly, I had thought at the time of Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth. Okay, listen carefully as to what she's telling you, because she's blurting the truth out in her confusion. Then she goes on, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. P.S., here's a post-it note for you. Planned Parenthood is aimed at the depopulation and eradication of the blacks and the Hispanics. Now, if you're white, you get in the way, that's fine too. Okay? Keep in mind that Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood. This is where he got his ideals from. And keep in mind that Bill Gates, through vaccinations, wants to depopulate the world population. Go online. It's easy to find. Coming straight from his mouth. Okay? But look at the correlation here. So, folks, it shows you that all of that which is taking place on a global scale has all been pre-planned. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that at the time of Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, what is she talking about? She's telling you the conversation that she had with the globalists. She's parroting, folks, inadvertently, concerning the conversations that she had concerning those that she takes dictates from. If you think for one moment that they're there, friends, to discover and apply concerning the Supreme Court, you again are sadly mistaken. Look at how they have voted. Look at how they have done their best in eradicating God's law and making a people at war with God. Read Micah 3:5, you'll understand once again. She goes on, a particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Should she have not been removed from office right then and there and then criminally charged? Oh, you know she should have right then and there. But again, somehow or another, friends, people in the church and people in government, a good portion of those in the government are saying that she was honorable. Well, let's do this, because it does not get any more telling than that now. It also shows you that she was not working for we the people, but rather those who are attempting, again, to depopulate the world as we know it. Exodus 20:13 says, thou shalt not kill. Let's go to the late Justice Scalia. What did he say concerning abortion? He said, like the pandemic, COVID-19, right? The Constitution contains no right to abortion. Common sense comes into play. The Constitution contains no right to abortion. Whoa, that's crazy. It's not to be found in the long-standing traditions of our society, nor can it be deduced from the text of the Constitution. Did you hear what the justice said? I'm calling him a justice because that's exactly what he was playing out. Not in every given scenario, but in this particular case, he's telling the American people that government has no business sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. None. Zero. Zilch. And again, as I said during the first segment concerning this whole coronavirus pandemic, keep in mind they're telling you it's all about your safety and security, yet these are the same people that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. If you can't hear that and you can't see that for what it is, I can't help you. I can't help you. Read Psalm 94:12. Well, let's go to homosexual marriage. Most people didn't even know this. By the way, homosexual marriage has never been or ever will be. It has never been in the history of mankind. And I want to tell you this. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Folks, what they're trying to do to you, to my friends in America, they're trying to Europeanize you. Because you need to understand that if I can demoralize you, I can control you. So those that are advocating homosexual marriage or immorality of any kind or sort, you better rest assured they're attempting to wield more control over your lives because they want control over you. And just keep in mind, they can't even control their own lives. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're just talking about the dishonorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As the world sings her praise, I'm showing you her fruit. That's my job, Matthew 7:16. I'm also, if you're on YouTube with me on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, I'm posting these articles directly from the sources. So when someone wants to pipe up with information they think they've got and they've got it backwards, I've got the correct information here for you, okay? Because facts are stubborn things. I don't need none of your conjectures, your theories, or you heard from somebody else. I'm here to tell you the truth and show you the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. Now, with that said, what I want to do is I want to get back to this. Because what we're seeing, friends, is we're seeing professors in the church, and we're also seeing corrupt politicians praising the likes of a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Okay? They're looking, they're praising her, they're worshiping her in such a fashion that they want us to emulate, they want us to copy her. Folks, she's a devil. She's wicked. She has blood on her hands. She's upside down. She's at war with God. Now she's meeting her judge to find out what I've always told her is the truth. Now, I know that the Lord says that he has no death in the, or he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Friends, and the fact of the matter is I understand that. But folks, look at her. She fed that monster on so many different fronts. She warred against God. Okay? She tried to turn men and women against God. Now, I want to go back to this next point concerning homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Okay? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, bearing the fruit of the devil, continued her assault on American common law in this country. She said, folks, right above her head, just for the record again, right above her head, she had what? Moses and the Ten Commandments. What does it say right under Moses and the Ten Commandments? Justice, the guardian of liberty. What was she doing? She was destroying God's law. She was doing her best to do so, which will never happen, because in the spirit, the law is always perpetual, always at work, uncovering the wicked, Luke 12:2. But what did she do? She spent her time warring against God in an attempt to establish a government that looks European. Because this is the bottom line as to what she was aiming for. Just look at her actions, okay? She said of homosexual marriage, again, which has never been in the history of mankind, it's a felony in every state of our union. She said the change in people's attitude on marriage equality. Keep in mind, equality is under the law, not above the law, okay? The change in people's attitude on marriage equality, no such thing, has been enormous. I think as more people came out of the closet, she's suggesting, and said, this is who I am, the rest recognized they are one with us. No, they are not. I love the homosexuals enough to tell them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and that their lifestyles and actions, and this government as well, hand in glove, are advocating clearly what God condemns. God condemns it. Common sense condemns it. Did you also know, for the record, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg also presided as a vicar, or as a preacher, to marry two men? This is all on the article. It's all posted on the link. You can go ahead and check it out for yourself. They're not hiding anything. They're doing this in the face of the people. Again, just for the record. But now let me get to this point, because I'm sure that this is sure to stir some people up, ignorant people. If you don't know the difference, I'm not talking to you. To those that do and keep going on with your bad selves, straight to hell, do it without the rest of us, okay? Because we're sick and tired of the compromises. What is compromise, you ask? Where two men get together and they both know and agree to what's wrong, okay? We're sick and tired of political games that are unconstitutional. We're sick and tired of the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful that you're drinking in on a 24/7 basis. Okay? So now listen to this. When you look at what's going on here, friends, we need to keep in mind. Oh, here, let me do it this way. Hey, Judah, why don't you go ahead and play Donald Trump, the President of the United States, the godly man, at least he said so, right? The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Listen to Donald Trump praise this devil, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
As we meet tonight, our nation mourns the loss of a legal giant, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her landmark rulings, fierce devotion to justice, and her courageous battle against cancer inspire all Americans. You may agree, you may not disagree with her, but she was an inspiration to a tremendous number of people. I say all Americans.
All of the Americans.
Justice Ginsburg's close relationship with a friend of ours, a friend of mine, Justice Scalia.
You know, it's interesting. That's enough of that. Isn't it interesting how many of his followers throw off Christ and they adhere to his gospel? Isn't that amazing? You know, I was told by Michael Peruca, he ran for the presidency in the Constitutional Party in 2004, and he went into Washington, D.C., and he won a million votes. And a reporter walked up to him and asked him the question, how come nobody knows about you? He said, because nobody wants The mainstream media doesn't want you to know about me. That's why there's 1,152 other candidates that you've never heard about. You've just heard about this guy and Joe Biden. How ignorant the American people have become. Now, this is my point. Michael Peruca also told us this. He said that, listen, when you go to the CNP meeting, the Council on National Policy, where all these CEOs meet in Washington, D.C., I've been to a couple of them. As a speaker at one of them. But it was interesting to note that when we were there, Michael said, if you took Ronald Reagan back in the 80s and you put Jesus Christ in one room and you put their Ronald Reagan in a room and Jesus in another room, he said Jesus would have had an empty room because they would all run after Ronald Reagan. It's exactly what's happening today. And this is the beginning stages of the destruction of this country. Now, why do you say that? Well, because as the same people that are telling you how good Ruth Bader Ginsburg was, keep in mind they're partaker of that evil fruit, because for anybody that takes the time to at least pay attention to the facts, if you still want the facts, you can go to the Washington Times. You can see it from your own resources, those that don't tell you the truth, and every once in a while they do tell you the truth. It was just back in, not too long ago, I'm looking for a date here, January 6, 2020, that noticed that Planned Parenthood reports rise in government funding concerning the record number of abortions. At the same time, they were selling to you that Donald Trump was a Mr. America when it came to the most pro-life president in the history of America. He actually upped the funding to Planned Parenthood $100 million. Go ahead and look at it. Go ahead and look at it. It's online for you. If you really want the truth, then go ahead and look at it. Because you're being lied to by the one, you're being destroyed by the very one that you're praising. No one has advocated the global agenda of the decriminalization of the homosexual agenda more than Donald Trump. Folks, this is not how you make America great again. If you pay attention to the fruit of what's happening in this country, it's the opposite of what he's saying. We've been told that, well, he was going to build the wall. Well, that's never happened. There's no wall that's being built. I've got the facts, friends. And the fact of the matter is, what we did find in contrast was that he took times three. Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton's organization in Washington, actually reported that Donald Trump times three is funding the Muslims in the United States of America. I've got the facts. Matter of fact, I had John Guandoli on the radio with me probably about a month and a half ago, and I asked him about it, and he said, yes, that's true. You can go to Judicial Watch and find it for yourself. Folks, this isn't how you make America great again, just for the record. So it should come as no surprise to us when we hear the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the dishonorable wicked witch of Washington, D.C., and the president and the politicians praising her. You need to understand why they're praising her, because they're partaker of her fruits. They're helping the agenda go forward. Oh, you want more? Well, the Second Amendment, right? Well, we all know that Donald Trump, his first 500 days of his tenure, he actually accomplished under 26 governors in this country 55 new gun legislation laws. No. I have the facts. These are not conjectures. These are not theories. These are not what I heard from somebody else. Matter of fact, if you want to solidify that, just go online. It's easy to find. How is it that I can find all this information that you can't? Because you don't want to find it. See, what we have in this country are men that are willfully blind, and as Jeremiah 5:21 says, they're foolish, they're senseless people. My people would have it so, to their own destruction. 55 new gun legislation laws have been passed by this administration that calls himself the most pro Second Amendment president in the history of America. Folks, this guy's the best at everything. He knows more than anybody. He's a narcissist. Don't you understand? He can't see. The Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. Hey, folks, anytime, any place, anywhere, when are the people in this country, namely the conservatives of the day, going to begin to ask him real questions and tell him to show the people where that delegated authority came from? Because he's pushing forth the narrative, friends, the global initiative in the face of his supporters. And folks, it shows you how much he cares about the American people when he does so. He doesn't. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, honorable, just the exact opposite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.